from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're damn right. The drive is live. You hear Clint. There is Tyler, the guy behind the window,
who is filling
himself. And he should be, as the Astros come right out. Well, I'm telling you, they don't really like that bases loaded thing. They at least were able to scratch one across in this series. But they're going to get to this dude. This dude is he is behind every batter. And then, you know, there have been balls that have been hit hard, including the rookie got his first hit. Got a double down the line, baby.
About that for the young fella.
That boy, Zach Attack.
Yeah.
There you go, Zaxter. All right, that was a four-pitch walk, but the umpire gave him leeway with Altuve. So it is 1-0 on a ground out with the bases loaded from Jeremy Pena. They had a chance to get a really big inning while this pitcher for the Rangers is struggling. And he continues as he walks on a gentleman's walk on Altuve. Runners on the corners with one out and Bregman and Alvarez coming up. So hopefully the Astros can add on more to give themselves a chance to win this series, because you know what today is.
What is it?
It's Kikuchi Day.
It's
Kikuchi Day.
Boy, if Kikuchi starts
it's
stacking
Kikuchi
good days.
Day.
Oh, look out now.
I love Kikuchi!
You too?
Hey, y'all. I love Kikuchi!
Driving him
Who
crazy.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love it? Who doesn't love him, brother?
I know I do.
Who doesn't love him?
So well done.
And the Astros are trying to give him help, but here it is, man. They got a chance to really, almost put this game away right now. They've had it the first two innings. They've been runners all over the place, and right now it's only 1-0. They got a chance to really jump on the Rangers and go ahead and finish this thing off.
Yes, sir, they do. It's like you said, boy, them bases loaded numbers recently are rough. I don't remember the exact number, but our stat they were talking about, I think it was batting average or OPS maybe with bases loaded. And the comment was not a number. The graphic had the number on it, but the comment – from, I believe, Blum was, there ain't but one team in baseball that's been worse with bases loaded this year, and it's them sorry-ass White Sox you talked about. By the way, they lose again?
No, they pulled it off.
They broke it.
I told you they would.
I wanted history.
Yeah,
I'll
Cannon was on the mound. He is that guy has, oddly enough, had six consecutive
so
quality starts. So yeah. I thought they had a chance with the A's. They got a chance to be legal to drive, and then that was it. And then want to go to 22. It's really selfish of them.
Yeah, you had a chance at history, man. You got to think bigger picture.
You get a chance at history, you got to break that thing.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Or spit on that thing.
Speaking of the chance of history, I'll be honest with you. I think the first thing I said was F you, Corey Seager.
Oh, yeah. He's an asshat for that.
Now, I don't know if he's an asset.
No, he is.
Tyler, he's not an asset. He did his job. I mean, it was just the fan you hate in you. You had a chance to see something special. He was dealing, by the way. Big ups to Framber Valdez. He had himself an evening, even though, like, I feel bad for him because the line looks a lot worse than his performance was. My man is God, dog, these Astros just can't. They stay at 1-0 up. Bregman grounds it to a double play. The last thing, they've had chances to have big innings the last two innings and have come away with one run. But, yeah, he goes, what, 8 2/3 and gives up two runs, which he was more dominant than that. But Clint, I thought for sure he was going to throw a no-hitter. I thought it was in the bag. The walks there in the ninth were kind of shaky. But damn, that damn Corey Seager.
Yeah, look, I mean, you got Corey Seager, obviously. I mean, whether Tyler was mentioning something earlier, he's the only guy known, right, that's ended two no-hitters with two outs in the ninth inning in that fashion. So, yeah, he's that was tough to watch, man. That very rarely, particularly in baseball, very rarely is there a situation where, like, I feel for a player. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about in-game moments. Because you fail so often in baseball that it's part of the game and it's part of fanning, I think. But boy, last night, man, my heart sunk when that ball left the bat, man. My heart sunk. And then I got to sit there and watch Framber Valdez, the look on his face. I mean,
it was
I hurt for my man. That was bad. That was tough to watch.
And it was the move to get him out immediately. Because you imagine, all right, let's see if we can get this last out through a complete game.
Oh, I got to
leave him. That would have been in his head.
Oh, I got to leave him in there.
You would have left him in there?
Absolutely.
Really?
Well, I'd have let him see one more. I'd have let him see one more. Yeah, well, I mean, look, I don't know that I would have let him.
One more doesn't give the lead.
I wouldn't be real comfortable with him facing the tie and run at the plate.
But would let him give
nobody,
one more.
Nobody on, up two, needs one out. Yeah, I'd let him see one more. We're going to at least get this complete game out of this deal. I know it's no hitter, but we're going to get this complete game, shut out, one hitter. I mean, I guess it wasn't a shutout because it's a bomb, but we're going to get this complete game, one hitter out. We're going to get something out of this deal.
But see, for me, like, he walked two in the inning, and then you know how he can get upstairs. That looked like I want to walk around the mound just to get myself.
Oh, man.
I got a no-hitter.
Well, there's no doubt.
Real man, let's go ahead and get you up on that.
The look on his face, man. Oh boy, it was painful. Oh man, I hurt for him, man. It wasn't nothing about being an Astro fan. It wasn't nothing about, boy, here we go in the ninth inning, we're gonna give this lead up. It was strictly about Framber Valdez and what that means in the game of baseball and what that does for a man's career, for him to do it this often and have another shot at it, man. Wow. What's he got? Does he got one or two?
I know he has at least one. The one from last year against the Guardians.
Man, boy.
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
It did, and I wasn't even going out there pitching.
It was. That was rough. In that moment, someone telling the text line said that he is 100% an asshat. T. Mill is 100% correct.
Amen, brother.
Hey.
Where's he?
Mama Sterner done sent a text, bub.
Yeah, hadn't heard from Mama Stern in a bit.
Kikuchi? Or she may be at her wit's end with this Astros offense.
Nah. I want y'all to give Jake all the attaboys. Two hits and two RBIs.
Good for Jake.
She's a Jake fan now. She don't like us. She don't like us talking negative about Jake.
You gonna make me come into the city? Granny.
Well, I will say to you.
Oh, Granny. Granny's a Jake fan now.
Yeah, you haven't had anything to text in about the last month, so I hear you with that, Linda. Good for him, man. Good for Jake. I said good luck at the end of the show yesterday, and I meant it.
Well, you gave him good luck. You gave him good luck.
Good luck
man.
To him. Yeah, good for him, man. He came up with two big hits. But speaking of that, from Linda, and we appreciate you listening, Linda. Yesterday was kind of what. Oh my God, kind of what we talked about and what this thing is about, Clint, and that is. We talked about the big guys and their money players stepping up, right? Ultimately, Framber stepped up and pitched the game that you needed, right? This offense is scoring, so I'm just not going to give up a hit for the first 26 outs of the game. I'm just not going to give up a hit. And that's what you need. Like, hey, here, I'll help you out, do the thing. And then, obviously, Alvarez comes up with a huge homer. Clearly, it became really huge after Seager goes deep. That would have tied it had he had not come up with that big hit in the ninth. And then you get help from the others. And Jake, to what Linda was saying, was the help with the others as he had his two singles to add on now 11 hits for Jake since the All-Star break to add on to give them a 2-0 lead in this game. So that's what you need your top guys. Altuve, Alvarez, Bregman at the top. All three of them had at least two hits. They got on base 7 times between the three of them. That's what you needed to kind of help have runners on base. And that's what the Astros are going to have happen for them is their money players are going to have to step up and hold it together.
Yeah, to me, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, with this particular pitching staff, even though three of them are awfully young, they've shown, the two of them at least, have shown the ability to be shut down. And the top of the order is going to have to produce. I hope we're having a ton of conversations about the 6-9 hitter, 7-9 hitter, and how they're killing us, because that means that the pitching's still kicking ass and those top guys in the lineup are still swinging it well. But that's what it's all about, man. And the pitching is there. If Yordan, Altuve, and Bregman are swinging it well, the Astros are going to be a tough out, especially when you get to a spot where, and hopefully Tucker's back by this point, but especially when you get to a spot where you got to beat them in a best-of-7 situation.
Yeah. Let's just say, like, you could sense it, even great people who are great at what they do. And I think Bruce Bochy, the manager of the Rangers, is a Hall of Fame manager. But he got to explain to me what he was thinking last night where in the ninth inning. Altuve's on second with two outs. You got Yordan at the plate, Diaz on deck. And he pitches to Yordan.
You know where I'm at with that. I would err on the side of extreme.
Oh, I'm putting him on. He allowed it like that. That game now Diaz ends up getting a single. Now you never know how the at bat goes, but Diaz ends up getting a single with nobody on. But I'm sitting there thinking, God, he's really gonna pitch to Yordan. It's 2-0. Like, I understand you're being no hit at the time. And it's
which end was he looking
it's
from?
It's 2-0. You're being no hit at the time, and it's like, all right, hey, let's but you're still in the game. You're still in the game. Like, you got you get close to the top of your lineup. You're like, you get somebody on, the tying runs up. There is no way I'm letting Yordan get a sweep. If I got to choose, it'd be one thing if somebody was on first base, but first base was open, and Diaz on deck. And my man said, yeah, go ahead, man. Let's go. And not just pitch to him. Let's attack him.
Yeah.
And as if I were a Rangers fan, and I know the thought would be, hey, man, you got a chance to see a no-hitter, I'd have grabbed my damn keys and I'd have left. And I don't know if there's a no-hitter involved. I'd have grabbed my damn keys if I seen him the way Yordan just held it, you knew he was going. It was going as soon as he touched.
No
it.
Doubt.
Oh, I've been smoking hot at his ass. And he knows. What the hell is he thinking?
Hell, they've been pitching around him in the first game. They pitched around him twice. Look, I would be.
They about threw four pitches in the dirt.
I'll go back to that game one. How that game one ended. I mean, which they TK and them boys have been talking about it now at length. That kid had hit that home run in the first inning. I mean, his numbers lefty on lefty. I mean, he firmly don't believe in lefty on lefty being a problem, because his numbers.
He loved it.
I mean, his numbers are. I'd have walked his ass. Knowing those numbers, with a lefty up there with two, I'd have walked him. I would be like, you want to talk about like an extreme swing where half the fan base would hate me. I'd be a free walking son of a gun. I'm telling you there ain't no way in hell.
I sure as hell ain't letting Yordan. Oh, ain't no doubt. Like that.
Yeah, I mean, you get to those guys, the Judges, the Yordans. I mean, these guys that are just. What was old boy's name? Who'd we play a couple weeks ago? Was the A's? It's got that one guy that's hitting
Brocker.
Bombs. Yeah.
I'm not in the place of walking Brocker yet.
You crazy as hell.
No, I'm not. That's not
crazy. You're crazy as hell. 20 plus home runs, game on the line. Yeah, wouldn't you?
I'm not in it. I mean,
the A's?
I'd have to see what the situation is.
I would be extreme. I would
he's
be.
He's not in the
I'll tell you category. What. I'll tell you. No, I didn't say he was in the Alvarez category. I can tell you whoever bats behind him is a much easier out than him.
I can say I may be careful, but I ain't automatically.
I would be extreme.
This here, this is probably the most comfortable I feel pitching to Yordan Alvarez. This is the most comfortable I feel about pitching to Yordan Alvarez. Is nobody on base early in the game. There it is. Feels good. That first game, his first at bat, they had, I think, one or two on.
Yeah.
They just threw pitches in the dirt damn near. Smart. Oh, God. I mean, they all look like they're going out. This guy's. And it's going. I mean, I'm serious. This is the only time I would feel comfortable pitching this guy.
Yordan's a go for launch.
Then it just,
but why would you pitch to him there?
There's nobody on base. It's the third inning, Clint. 1-0. You would pitch around him at.
I would pitch around that guy right there in this lineup every time he's at the plate. Yes.
You would put Yordan on every time.
I would yank a pitcher out of the game if he threw that pitch right there.
Clint.
Yes. I mean, there ain't no sense. He just hit a P-Rod 420 feet.
I know it did.
It doesn't make sense.
Here, Tyler, he said he would walk him.
Very short leash.
Pitch around him every time.
You bet your ass. I tell that pitcher, you can.
And I thought he was joking at first. He's dead serious. He's got the stone face look on his face like he's looking over the Tennessee defense right now. Stone serious.
Berg. They're still in Ohio. And Clint, interesting to me is what's going on with the players that are sitting out practice. Now, this is a long list of players, and I do think some of these are precautions. But when you see what Wednesday's a heavy day of practice, tomorrow's more of a walkthrough type of day, and then they play walkthrough travel day, then they play on Friday. When you start to see guys miss this day, there is a wonder if they're going to actually play in the game. And Texans not practicing. Tytus Howard, who D'Amico said was good, didn't practice today. Stephon Diggs, seems like that would be a precaution, didn't practice today. Kendrick Green didn't practice today. Dieter Ellison didn't practice. And then Kamari Lassiter, he hasn't practiced all week, Clint. It's hard to see him playing. Jeff Okuda hadn't practiced all week. It's hard to see him playing. Will Anderson Jr. hadn't practiced all week. Hard to see him playing. Brevin Jordan's at least missed the last 2 days. Charlie Heck hasn't practiced in over a week. Hard to see him playing. Des King, Joe Mixon, they haven't practiced all week. Settle, Tegan Quatoriano hasn't practiced all week, nor has Noah Brown. We just haven't seen Christian Harris since camp has started. Danico Autry hasn't practiced all week, and Laremy Tunsil hasn't practiced all week. Those haven't practiced all week, Clint, feels like they're not going to go. And that's a lot of your top guys, at least starters, not going to be able to potentially play in this game Friday.
Yeah, look, I do wonder, as we talked yesterday about this topic, I do wonder how many of them are rest days, how many of them are we are confident that this guy's going to be, he's where, like Will Anderson. Like Will is where he needs to be. He started off the first 10, 12 days of camp and was rocking and rolling. We got to pull a little bit. We got to literally take him off the practice field for him to give himself a break. And we know he's primed and ready. We know where he's at. We're still damn near a month away from a real game.
Is that typical for three straight days to do
that? No. Like I don't know how typical any of this is, but it's. I just don't look at this list and think that every single one of these guys are out because of injury. I think Charlie Heck's injured. I think Tegan Quatoriano's injured. Obviously, we know why Danico Autry's out. I think I think Christian Harris and Laremy Tunsil are being held out simply because it's early in camp and for whatever reason they don't feel those guys need the reps. And so that list is awfully lengthy for such an important preseason game.
Do you think it's important? I wonder. Do they?
I think it's important. You know, they're finding their. I think a lot of these are depth plays, trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do from a depth perspective. I hope all these guys haven't tweaked.
The last one is the most disappointing to me. Like that, and I wouldn't like. I know this sounds. I'm not saying I'm hoping, but he's been out 3 days, and a rookie. I'm hoping this isn't a hey. Let's rest it. We know what we got. Deal.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's something that's nicked there because if this is like a healthy rest thing. I mean, Derek Stingley's out here every day.
Well, the bad thing about Kamari Lassiter being out is Jeff Okuda's out as well.
Yes.
So you got your second and third corner both out. And so, luckily, you're deep at corner, and you can go out there and play a preseason game. But, yeah, like, look, I mean, I think individually, you go down the list, I think, yes, there's probably some of these guys that are banged up, and there's no sense in pushing them yeah. back out there so quick. But I do think that there's three or four guys. Like, I don't think Joe Mixon is hurt. I think Joe Mixon is just being held out.
I just say Lassiter, he would probably be in the top three guys that I really wanted to watch.
Like
in a game setting, you know, against, you know, George Pickens, if that you know, that happens, or whoever the Steelers roll out there. Mike Tomlin said they're going to play a lot of their starters. He's up there, like, along with the Damian Pierces. Like, he's right up there in guys that I really wanted to see in the game play against. You know, play against other competition. And I'd be surprised with him missing. Like John Harris said, he hasn't done anything since they've been in Cleveland. Canton, Cleveland. They got there for the game on Thursday. So that's the one that's kind of disappointing to me to not see him be able to be out there. All right, okay, college football's on us.
Who?
College football's on us, down. And Tyler's Aggies,
once again, they're high on these Aggies, and nobody can tell you why.
They are favorite, and not just the first game of the season against a top 10 team at home. They're favorite in a lot of their games. Maybe
everyone I saw on the board. Now, I didn't have every week, just to be clear. Didn't have every week, but everyone I saw on the board, they were favored.
Yeah, setting these Tylers up.
At Florida versus LSU.
Tylers up.
Missouri. Hey, ring, baby.
Yeah.
They talk a little college football coming up next.
Let's do it. Before we do that, though, like college football, folks like to bet on college football.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Kikuchi is getting close to making Tyler some money. What you need? Three more strikeouts? He's got four in the first.
Four in the first.
Got one out in the fourth. He is rolling.
You need seven?
I need seven.
That's a big bet.
Number for these guys.
Yeah, I know he had a, great first game when it came to strike. He had a great first game, but especially.
Well, Nathaniel Lowe here, he struck him out in three pitches last time he was up. He's down to 0-2 again.
That gets me every time. I'm glad Nathaniel Lowe shaved that mustache he was wearing last year off. He just had the lone stash there. It made him look different.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest with you, man.
Scary.
The mustache air is over, man.
But he had it real skinny. It was a rough look for him.
The new kid's got one. Who?
Zach?
Oh, that's just very tough to pull off. Very tough to pull off.
Tyler, let's all try it. Let's try to just pull
no
off
chance.
The
Zero chance. Tyler's got one. I would love to see Tyler all of his facial hair off except for that stash.
Never gonna happen.
When is the last time you've gone clean shaven like Clint?
I have clean shaved my face once in the last 11-ish years.
I have never seen you. Please do it one time.
It's not my look. I want to see your face butt naked.
I want to see it bad.
It's not my look, man. I think I look much more desirable with the beard.
I want to see your face.
I want to see your face naked, man.
I look much more desirable with the beard.
In my opinion.
I want to see it, man.
Shave it off, man.
One time.
Ain't happening.
You need to start your beard over anyway.
I bet you he would look younger.
Fresher.
He would have, I think, a real Will Kunkel look.
He does have championship hair.
If he shaved it all off, Clint, and then took the hat off and really, like, the day after he gets his hair cut, where he kind of has the part and he looks good.
What if I just rock the cookie duster down here?
No, I want you to clean it all off.
The cookie duster.
I've never heard it referred
really?
To it, but I'll pencil that in.
I mean, what is that cookie a reference to? What kind of cookie are we talking about?
You know. Cookie duster, huh? So what's Kikuchi doing on that mound today?
Hey, 58 pitches, man, 4 innings. He's rocking and rolling, bub.
Yeah,
that's good, Kikuchi.
I just think you should think about it. Just think you should think about that thing.
No, ain't ever going to happen.
So A&M is a 1.5 point favorite at home against Notre Dame.
Suck it, Sean.
Notre Dame, a top 10 team. Like, is Notre Dame's what, 7 coming in the coaches poll? I've seen them potentially higher in other polls, but is this one where the expectation should be that the Aggies win? At home, is this where Kyle Field starting
the year in 2024? Hell yeah!
I'm not going to say I'm shocked. I am a bit surprised by the line. I mean, I guess it is just. I mean, you're getting 3 for being at home, but just a
coming into the Thunder,
a top 7 team that has lost some players, or top 7 team going against a team I know on the road, but has lost some players and has a whole new coaching staff. I'm a little surprised.
that a handful of months ago were so bad, somebody had to fire their coach and paid him $80 million, where the hell it was, to get out.
And the savior offensive coordinator they let.
Yes, it is very, very difficult for me to get to a point. And I like A&M. A&M would be one of my Cinderellas this year with their schedule to make a crazy run that would shock the world. I just can't get to a spot where I got them as a favorite versus a top 10 football team off the jump.
Like, Tyler, is this one where you walk in, like, where your expectation is they win this game?
Yes.
Really?
But I'm not saying that is logical.
Okay.
Whenever, to be completely honest, pulling the carpet back, as you would say, whenever I saw this line come out, I was a bit surprised.
I was going to say, like, I want to get logical. Like, if they played Georgia at home, that's your expectation isn't for them to win the game, is it?
That would be correct.
It is?
No.
All right. I'm trying to get levels to this thing.
Yeah, I got you.
Notre Dame is in a different space. They are, but I mean, I just wanted to make sure. Is it any top 10 team you have this expectation? Because it's not logical. Just Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that feels
We're going to be there, right, boys?
Well, if they didn't constantly do this with Jimbo Fisher's Aggies, I could lean into this a little bit, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, you like them.
I like them a lot, man. I mean, I've got confidence in Elko. Any coach that has recently, and when I say this, I don't mean lower level coaching. I'm talking about when you go to a conference like the ACC and you leave Duke a much better place. You win immediately and you leave Duke in a much better place than where you took over. I mean, that dude can flat out, he gets it. However he's getting it done, he flat gets it. If you're not going to Duke and winning the way he win, if you're not recruiting and if you're not they got that quarterback that they really, really like, which they got one at A&M. I think his
quarterback is going to be
at Notre Dame.
Is that Notre Dame?
Yes, which scares me because that kid can play, man.
Tyler threw his hands up.
But yeah, I like A&M, man. I believe in Elko. I believe that, I mean, hell, it's on paper. Jimbo Fisher was recruiting his ass off. However they were getting it done, they were getting it done. I know they lost a lot of those guys, but they didn't lose all of them. And so it's not like Elko's taking over a program that was a legit. How many games they win last year, Tyler?
Seven.
I mean, it's not like he's taking over a dumpster fire. I think you get in there, he injects a little discipline into that locker room. Gets these guys all on board and with football, not all the other crap going on in College Station, and cleans up the locker room where you don't have guys smoking weed in a damn locker room on the road and things of that nature. You know, I think they can shock the world. They ain't gonna be favorites versus top 10 teams out of the gate for me. I mean, you look at this; they're favorite. They're the favorite against Notre Dame. And I know it's only one and a half points, so you get the home field stuff. I get it.
But still.
They're favorite. 12 LSU, they're the favorite.
Where's that game at? College Station?
That's at College Station. Mizzou, number 11 right now, they're favorite in that game.
Are all these home games?
I can't remember where Mizzou was.
If the Missouri one is in Columbia, I'm downright shocked at that one.
Yeah.
If they're getting the 3 points also in Columbia, that is shocking. Now, they're not favored against Texas.
Yeah, I can't get there with them, but I am high on Elko and the Aggies, man. That right now they are, any college conversation I have, that is my Cinderella pick. There's too many stars aligning for them to not be in that squarely in that conversation, if not the favorite in terms of Cinderellas. I really like them there.
Yeah, someone texted in. Does anyone really feel like Notre Dame is actually that high, that good a team?
I've not been real high.
Their quarterbacks, Notre Dame.
Bingo.
You know, switching out these quarterbacks every year. But this one, what's it? Riley Leonard. He can run, throw, and obviously he's got experience from when his time in Duke. So I mean, I think
he's going to be a big time pro prospect. I mean, he's already one of the top quarterbacks in the country. And like, to me, that's been the hang up with Notre Dame for years, is you just, they for whatever reason, whether it was recruiting or developing, they just couldn't get a quarterback that moved the needle. And Freeman went out and got him one, all right. I mean, he got him one that was winning games.
I thought
Sam
was going to be one last year, but that didn't.
I did too. I thought Sam, and look, I mean, I think, you know, at the end of the day, I don't remember what their record was last year, but I mean, you just, over time, they just hadn't been able to find their guy. I really like Riley Leonard. I think Notre Dame's got a shot. Be a hell of a game. I tell you, the quarterback matchup in that game right there is going to be an absolute monster.
It's just hard for me to get, and obviously it's a whole new coach and team. It's just hard to get the visual of what A&M has shown, even with all the talent of what they've shown. And to think that Elko is ready right off the bat to change that against a top 10 team.
Stop,
and I think
being
a legit top 10 team when you look at, Notre Dame still has that back they had from last year, that big hurling back that controlled games. They've got some guys out there, and he's well into his program. I think you said, hell, he needs to win this
Freeman,
game.
Freeman, Marcus Freeman, yeah.
Yeah, he's getting close to getting himself where people are going to be wondering what the hell's going on.
That's right.
With him, because they've been here top 10, and they keep playing games like this to start. And this is big, because Notre Dame obviously has aspirations to get to the college football playoff and be one of the 12, and they they need to go on the road and get this dub. I don't know. I saw that. I was surprised. They play four ranked teams this year, and they are favorites over three of them in the games, at least to start right now.
The only one they're not favorite of Texas. Yeah.
And that's at home. That's a
favorable schedule, man. I mean that speaks volumes, right? Yeah, you got, because a lot of people just say, oh, they got four ranked teams on their schedule. Yeah, and three of them they're favored against.
Champ Slice on here said they ain't beating LSU or Texas. They will struggle against Arkansas.
I hope you're right. I hope he meant struggle against Arkansas. they're double digit favorites against Arkansas, man. And Taylen Green.
Something like that feels strong. They're double digit.
10.5, I think. 10.5 or 11.5.
In Dallas, in a neutral site, they're double digit favorites.
Well, look through all of Jimbo Fisher's mess, they still didn't fall to Arkansas. So I imagine they're leaning into that.
Shut up, Tyler.
1-10 out of the last 11 years. Fun factoid.
I mean, when you're picked to finish in the tops and get in the college football playoffs, and you don't do it, you got to lean into beating Arkansas 10 straight years. Yeah. I get it, man.
Can you hear him? And we do.
Yes, I get it, man.
Hey, man, I gotta say something to keep myself from crying.
We went 5-7 a couple years ago, but damn it, we beat Arkansas.
We beat Arkansas, man.
We got KJ Jefferson's.
Hey, we beat Bama too.
They got Bama too. Yeah,
Earl Haynes King or no? Oh, it was Calzada.
It was Calzada.
The other guy y'all ran out of town.
Yeah, that other scrub.
Yeah. The one guy who got him an Orange Bowl victory, he can't stand. Mm-hmm. Don't respect him.
Kellen Mond.
Where is Kellen Mond now, by the way?
Hey, with his ring.
He's got his Orange Bowl ring.
Kellen might have sold that thing off. All right, coming up, we'll get you updated on the Astros as they are trying to win this series. Moving forward, they're up 2-0. We'll keep you updated as Alvarez is at the plate and nobody out. One out, nobody on, one out. Clint, I'm sure, wants to walk him to put him on. And
wouldn't be opposed to it.
Wouldn't be opposed to it. We'll get you there. We'll let you know what D'Amico is saying in particular about his offensive line coming up in this game on Friday. And the NFL's version of Richard Nixon. He has been punished. We'll let you hear the latest on Jim Harbaugh. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.